Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Kill the Messenger with Victor from Ventobot. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking and really diving into the question of, have you ever felt disengaged? Have you ever started to kind of hate the work behind the scenes that you're doing, even though you're serving people and you're still getting them results? So I have a special guest today, Gladys of Why, and we are really going to dive into that and understand and really pick apart why that is and how to move past it. So now, before we begin, head on over to ventobot.com/book to get your free copy of the Complete Automation Strategy, 4 phases to generate never-ending leads, because at this point in time, we are all either at a point of overwhelm where we're getting a lot of work and leads are not coming in because we're focused on the current work that's happening, or you feel like you just need leads right now. You just don't have enough time to do that. So let's go ahead and get you those never-ending leads by heading over and getting your free copy of the book. Now, welcome today in my special guest, Gladys Aguay. Hey, Gladys, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Thanks for having me, Victor.
Of course. So I know this is a big thing for a lot of people, especially at the time of this recording. We're kind of in mid-April to almost to the end of April, actually. And we're really, everyone's kind of feeling this, like, we're almost over this. Are we? I don't know. And we're kind of like, what is happening right now as far as business goes?
Yeah, so it's a tough environment where there's a lot of uncertainty out there. Mm-hmm. Because just because you were doing one thing before the coronavirus, doesn't mean that after the coronavirus, you're going to be doing the exact same thing with the exact same people that you were with, right? And so I'm of the philosophy that we always have to be prepared for that. Mm-hmm. Because even though the coronavirus happened, we knew before the coronavirus that there was a possibility that the business that you were in, something was going to happen with that business. There could be other environmental changes, technology changes that changes how you do business, clients that you currently have. You're not going to have those clients anymore. It doesn't matter about the virus.
Right.
And so that's why I talk about change is. Mm. And that as business owners, career folk in our lives, we have to understand that change is, and stop separating our lives from change, like change is an event. The coronavirus is an event, but change is not. So when this virus is over, there's going to be some other thing that's going to happen in your life, in your business, in your career, that's going to take you off footing. Right. And most times we have received signals that change is amiss, that something is just not right.
That's powerful. Right? Yeah.
That client, well, I'm getting some signals that that client may not be satisfied with the services that I'm providing, or that client, well, they missed one payment, they missed two payments. So what's going on with that? I haven't heard from, you know, this client after I've made some calls with them. So we get these signals, right? Mm-hmm. It's getting hotter now more than ever before. The climate change is coming in place. You're married. So it crosses everything that you do. You're married. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, your husband comes in with just buying new underwear, and, you know, your wife buying new perfumes. And so what's going on in the relationship? So change happens, and we have to create our lives and our businesses around knowing that it is change. So your life is change, your business is change, and you need to recognize that that's what it is, and model your business, model your life around knowing that change is coming. So how can you be more proactive in understanding it by understanding the signals that are coming your way versus being reactive? See, a lot of people are being reactive now. Yep. I wish I had saved up and put more money to the side. Mm-hmm. I wish I had not shopped and bought that other thing. Maybe there were some other investments that you made that you regret that you made because you thought that everything was going to be the same as it was today.
Yeah.
Right. If you start thinking about your life, your business is change, you will be more proactive in what you do. To ensure that you are ready in when that change happens. Because the change is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to happen. We know that.
Yep. It's inevitable, yeah. And I mean, I can speak to that for sure. Like our business looks completely different than it did when we first started. And just to kind of give a little insight to that, like when we first started, I thought before we became like a real business, I was more freelancing for software work and like freelancing like that and building websites and everything like that. And that's not at all what I do now, because I realize that's not where I feel the most empowered to help people. And I love that you said it's powerful that we have to be okay with change. We evolve, we move forward. And if we don't, like, for lack of a better way of saying it, we kind of die.
We have to accept and acknowledge the change is happening. Times change, problems change, people change, technology changes.
Mm-hmm.
I know someone who was working a job prior to the coronavirus. And her job consisted of her going out face to face. They required it.
Yeah.
Even though they were having some budget issues and, hey, can you reduce that face to face? You still needed to go out face to face and meet those clients. And we were going to measure you on you going out X number of times a week to do that. Bam, here comes the coronavirus and can't nobody go.
Yeah.
So now everything is on virtual or it's on the phone. Completely changing how they were doing business. Whereas before the virus, they said, "Ooh, we can't do business that way." And so when we think about after the coronavirus, are they going to go back to what they were doing originally? Because
right.
They're probably recognizing that, you know, it's cheaper, it's less expensive, it's more productive and efficient versus driving 3 hours to get to one client and driving another hour to get to another client. So that's why I say we need to, as business owners, not think that just because something was one way before the virus, that we can just rest right now and say, oh, well, when it's over, it's going to be over. And everything's going to go back to normal.
Like,
what is normal?
Right.
What was normal then, what's normal today, what's normal tomorrow is not going to be it. And I say that even now, we are receiving signals as we are operating in our business.
Mm-hmm.
We are receiving signals that we don't want to ignore that will give us some direction on what we need to do. I know that in my business, I need to do more online, more virtual, get myself out there because I can't go out and speak face-to-face like I was doing. I can't travel to Paris anymore and do speaking and all of that. So I have to completely change how I do my business. So either I'm going to use change to my advantage or I'm going to be destroyed by it and I'm going to close up my business and whine and moan and, oh, woe is me. And
yeah.
I say that that is not the direction that anyone wants to take. If they really are clear about what it is that they want and they say, I want this, then you're going to sit yourself down and think, or you should, sit yourself down with someone else and work through how do I need to change myself? Do I need to scale up differently than before? How do I scale up or scale down my business? What clients do I have out there? And taking a look at your clients, you're talking about leads.
Yep.
Right. What is my opportunity pipeline? That's what I call it. What is my opportunity pipeline? Do I have enough pipeline in there to really close the deals that I have in there? If you got five and you need five, if you got five, that's $10 and you need, you know, $100 with those five, it's not going to get you that. So, you know,
right.
It's all about that assessment and all that we have to do, but not ignoring the signals. And
so
we ignore the signals.
What did you say to, how do we identify that there are signals? Like what is it that we would feel or anything like that, I guess, as far as like, you know what, something doesn't feel right. That I know there's like a gut feeling, but is there like a commonality that you've seen amongst your clients and the people that you've helped?
Well, I think like you said, we know.
Yeah.
We know when something ain't right now. Something just ain't right now. Yeah. And the first thing you do is you'll feel it in your body. You'll feel that anxiety. You'll feel that fear that comes up. And so often we're running 200 miles an hour that you ignore that feeling of anxiety, right?
Yep.
It could be sadness for you. It could be just some frustration in you. It could be some anger in you. Well, what is that about? You don't take time to figure that out. But where is that coming from? When you know that you are being distracted all over the place, and we think of distractions as I'm supposed to be making calls out to clients to get more leads, but yet I keep checking my email or I keep checking the notification or I keep going to the refrigerator five times. And we think that's the distraction. But when we know that we notice that we're doing that, that's not the distraction. That's how we're spending our time because we are distracted. And that distraction is, am I bored? Am I overwhelmed? Do I have a fear of failure in being able to meet my obligations as a business owner, to meet my obligations to this client, to meet this obligation to my family, right? To meet this obligation to my job? And so when you start thinking of the distraction of always checking your text and always checking your email and always got to do this as opposed to focusing. So when you're supposed to be focused on something, is it because maybe you hate what you're doing? That's when you start knowing that maybe something ain't right and I need to, why am I bored? Why am I feeling overwhelmed? Do I need to skill myself up as a business owner? What is going on? So we know, but then there are other signals that we see. You see history of whether clients are, I call them high maintenance clients or not high maintenance clients. Mm-hmm. You see in your corporate environment or your work environment, people are getting laid off and getting fired before the coronavirus.
Yep.
If you see those things are happening around you, you see that you're in a house with your husband or your wife and y'all are in two different rooms and you never come together to talk, or when you always go out to eat, you never have any conversation for each other. All of those are signals that you're slapped with upside your face, but you ignore it. I don't even say you miss it. You ignore that. And so we have to start being attuned. And I say that's being present, being aware of where we are. But again, we run 200 miles an hour, Victor, with these fleeting thoughts about it and don't sit with ourselves or again, sit with someone who can help. You talked about having a coach, right?
Yep.
You know me, I have a coach. Some people are out there going it alone and not, or talking to people who don't know any more than they do or who will feed into the negativity that they are bringing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's again, that's super powerful. Like, I mean, I've been there, you know, without mentorship before, and it's not fun. It's, you know, I had so many ideas. I had so many questions. I probably spent more time trying to figure out the answers to those questions than having someone I could go to and say, hey, how do I fix this? What do I do next? Because I mean, business is relationships, right? It's the reason we have mentors, the reason we have coaches is to guide us and everything like that and help us through things like this. We don't try, like I'm not an expert at everything. I'm great at what I do, but there are certain things that I look elsewhere, you know, like that helps us. And I love that. That's super powerful.
Yeah, because you know, we have all of this noise in our heads from receiving all kinds of information, especially as business owners. We always looking up something and following this and hearing about this and reading this, and it's all of this. But if you don't know how to organize that, to tie that to what it is that you're supposed to be doing, to what matters to you, then it's all confusion. And when we get confused, we tend to not do anything but just kind of scratch our heads trying to figure it out, or spend a whole lot of money doing the wrong things, right? Because we're not focused on what really matters.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that. Again, that's, I mean, I feel like this is, and I guess let's hear your opinion on this too, because when all this happened, we were in a stage of scaling before all this. Like the beginning of this year, Q1 was all about like we're doubling down on like live stages. I'm more known online than I am in person. And we decided to like, let's double down on in-person sponsorships and live events and whatnot. And we're in a process of scaling. We were starting to grow. And then all this happened, and we had to almost, luckily, because we were in that mindset of like, we are growing. When all this happened, I feel like we had to switch back to what we knew worked online, obviously, because we couldn't meet in person anymore. But with that mentality of like, we are growing, it allowed us to really look at online a different way now, as to before when it was like business as usual. So is that kind of what you're getting at with making, being comfortable with the change that happens?
Mm-mm. Because everybody needs to be comfortable that change is. They need to accept. Yep. Change is embedded in everything that you do. This coronavirus happened. You have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And as much as I want to say, woe is me, and have that pity party about how my life has changed because of it, you can do that, or you're not. So I say again, change, you're going to use it, or are you going to be destroyed by it, or have it use you, right? So this is where you also acknowledge your value and your worth. Mm. And that you want to make a pivot into that direction to do still, I want to still pivot into the direction of doing online, but also doing more face-to-face in-person things. Mm-hmm. And you acknowledging that that's what you want. You don't have to back off of that. Now, do you have to take a sit with yourself for a minute and figure out, how do I go about that now in this new world? But as we talked about, the coronavirus at some point is going to end, and people are going to be doing face-to-face meetings. Yeah. So why would you stop and wait for that to happen, as opposed to still reaching out to organizations and just letting them know who you are and what your value is? And when you have events, please make sure you have me on your list. And oh, by the way, are you having an online event? Because they're all doing things online and virtual.
Right.
And so how can I get into your online presence, your virtual presence within your organization, your company? I'm doing that as well. So allow it to use you. You know and acknowledge your value, your worth, how you want to pivot. You had your direction.
Because I love that.
There's going to be something else that's going to come after this virus that can easily push you back into doing what you've always done.
Yeah.
And sometimes you do have to go back and do that.
Yeah.
And recalibrate. Right? Uh-huh. But it doesn't mean that you completely take that off the table, or you can't do anything associated with that pivot that I wanted to make. That's so important.
Yeah. I love that. And something you said really stood out to me, because I feel like most people hear this. They hear like pivot and change and adjust, and it almost demonizes sitting with yourself for a second and really letting yourself feel what's happening.
Oh my gosh.
And then just like, because you have to go, you have to process it. And you mentioned that, like, sit with yourself for a little bit, with a second, let yourself go through it. And then you didn't say it in these words, but this is, I think this is the gist of it, is does what you're feeling serve you in moving forward in what you wanted, or do you need to think about it a different way?
Yes.
And I love that, because I feel like most people hear, like, they almost hear the demonization of, it's not okay to feel it. You got to adjust and move and just deal with it. And like you mentioned, you saying like, slow down a second and allow yourself to go through it and then move forward, but don't stay there.
That's right. So yeah. Somebody told me a long time ago that we're humans.
Yeah.
And we can, as humans, mourn. We go dip down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And either we can dip down and mourn, which is human for us to do.
Yep.
And then just keep going across like this all over here. We still mourn and all over here, all over here. Come out the screen. But that's what people do. Or
yep,
do you mourn? Get it out of your system. Let it up and out and then come back up. Go down, do your mourning. Maybe sit right here within that morning to feel mm-hmm. it, feel the morning, cry, do what you need to do. And then let's get on back up now. Because you still have an outcome that you wanted to reach.
Yep.
If you're not clear now about what that outcome should be, then that's when you need to be talking to somebody to get that clarity.
Yeah,
but it
absolutely.
Doesn't mean to just stay in that spot mourning and mourning and mourning and mourning and mourning. Because that's not going to get you to the outcomes that you want or the outcomes that you deserve.
I love that. That's super powerful, because I feel like it's easy to get stuck down there too.
Oh my gosh.
That's why it's important to reach out. Like, for example, to reach out to someone like you to be able to help overcome and really help talk through it. Because sometimes being there on your own is even dangerous. You know, yeah. Being there, that someone that can really kind of mentor you and guide you through that darkness. It's really interesting. I don't know about you, but I have a 4-year-old and a 4-month-old. I know you have older children, but I've been watching Frozen 2 so much. This goes back to like that, you know what scene I'm talking about, I'm sure.
Grandbabies.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Exactly. So then it goes to the scene where Olaf kind of melts away and Anna's like crying and she's talking about a dark place, but she needs to take that next, do the next right thing. Right. Sometimes you need someone to reach out and like, hey, I need help with this. And it's okay to say that.
Yeah. That's why I'm doing my book Dumped, Not Dumped On, because we can't control being dumped. We did not control the coronavirus coming in here and causing all of this economic stress and health stress. We had zero control over that. So we were dumped on.
Yeah.
But we were dumped. You know, something was dumped on us, but that doesn't mean we have to get dumped on. And being dumped on says, you know, how do we deal with that rejection and all of that that's going on within our lives? And again, we have to be careful. And sometimes getting dumped makes you feel like you don't want to get out of bed.
Mm. Yeah.
Right. Where you're in denial. Oh my God, I can't believe this happened to me. You're surprised. Oh Lord, where am I? What am I going to do financially? When before the coronavirus, you maybe weren't financially in order in the first place. And so there was a signal telling you that you don't have your finances in order, but you ignored that signal. And now it's compounded because you ignored that signal. But you still should sit with yourself in those moments and understand that, and then set a plan to come up out of that. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. That's so true. And again, I feel like this can resonate with a lot of people, but it could also make a lot of people angry, because I think it's they're not wanting to face the fact that like I didn't pay attention to it. And I think that's one of the hardest things for people. I'm sure you run into this a lot, is acknowledging the things that we didn't do.
Right.
And it's easy to say, well, it's because of this virus. It's
blaming someone else, always blaming out.
Yeah.
And you know, what I coach people on is the virus is a trigger.
Yeah.
And it's triggered different emotions in each one of us. And it's my responsibility to figure out with this virus coming into my life the way that it has come into my life, why am I so angry? Why am I sad about it? Why am I frustrated about it? But we focus so much attention on the outer. You know, my client rejected me. My, you know, business has failed. I wanted to get a loan. I couldn't get that loan. Those are all triggers.
Yep.
My husband left me. My wife left me. My boyfriend left me. I couldn't get into school. All of those are just triggers that's triggering some emotion that's welling up in you. Mm-hmm. And you're so busy focused on what he did or what they did or what it happened and all of that, that you neglect the whole reason as to why you upset.
Yep.
Because if you had things in order, and maybe if you had your financials in order, maybe you wouldn't be as upset that you are. If you had more confidence in who you are, and that because I lost this, I know I'm going to be able to gain this, maybe you would be able to, you wouldn't be so angry because you know, hey, this was a stepping stone into something else. So you have to figure out why you are in that state of anger, sadness, frustration, because it's just a trigger. We're all learning lessons with this virus.
Oh, yeah.
But if we don't stop to figure out what that is and stop blaming a virus, then we won't ever figure it out. And then the next trigger will come, and then we'll respond in the same way and react the same way and stay in this spiral. Yeah?
Yeah. No, I love it. So let's say someone is ready to just like, what do I do here? What do I do from here on out? Like, who do I reach out to? I know they can reach out to you, and you can definitely help them to walk through some of this, this head trash, and really just move them past to really ignite themselves again and be on fire in a good way, right? Like to be completely just, I am ready for this. You feel like there's, I don't know how to explain it, but it's a feeling that I know we all understand when you're just on fire and moving forward with purpose. And it's, I really don't know how, like, I'm at a loss of words. I don't know how to explain it, but I know what it feels like. Like, so how can we reach out to you to help us get to that point?
So I named my company Ignite Within for that very reason.
Yeah.
When I left corporate to go into my own business, I had to, and I didn't like how I left corporate, by the way. So I had to ignite, go within and ignite some fire within me to say, Gladys, how the hell did you get here? What do you do now? What do you do next? Mm. And so you got to ignite that fire within. So if you go to my website, ignitewithin.org, you'll see free consultation. Just click that button and you can schedule time with me.
That's fantastic.
And it's complimentary time. It doesn't cost you anything. And I think especially in these moments, it's wonderful for you to then get a different perspective.
Yeah.
To get new ideas, because these are the moments where our creativity can flow that will take us to the next level,
yeah,
that can accelerate our growth, that will take us out of our comfort zone to take us into our growth zone.
I like that.
Yeah.
From comfort zone to growth zone.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it.
Exactly.
No, well, I mean, we're wrapping up on time here, but I know that, I mean, everything, a lot of what you said already is just super powerful. Like, just, it still sticks out to me. You mentioned earlier, there's really letting yourself stay in that dip for just a second. Like, you need to feel it so that you can move forward. You can't move forward if you try to blow past it, because it sounded like you were saying it might happen even worse next time.
Yeah, because when you notice you're with friends and they start crying, the first thing we want to do is to go up to them and just grab hold of them and it's going to be okay. Don't do that. Allow them to just cry. They've been holding it in for a long time. Just allow them to just get it out. And when they are ready to speak and talk and get that, they will let you know. But we just cut them off. And you'll notice that most when they start crying, they'll be like, choke it all back.
Yep.
Yeah. So allow yourself. But I say, don't just feel it, work to understand it. See, it doesn't matter if you just feel the pain, but why am I feeling the pain? What is causing me to hurt like this? What am I saying or defining myself by, you know, when I'm feeling like this because of what someone else or something was done to me? So you got to understand it, not just feel it. Both.
That makes sense. Yeah. I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. I know it's
for having me and trusting me with your audience.
Of course. Yeah, no, this is a super important topic. I feel like it's something that most people don't talk about, right? We don't acknowledge and we don't give it enough credit because we're in this, it's not, I guess, again, lack of a better word, it's not sexy enough to talk about, right? It's easy to just put a blind eye to it. However, I feel it's truly necessary. That's one of the reasons I reach out to you. I know it's super helpful to think that way, to know that it's, you know, like we have to move forward, and there's ways to go about it, and to really go, like you mentioned, you said it best, to go from comfort zone to growth zone, you know. So it's really going to help a lot of people, and I hope that no one is scared, and they get to a point of like, you know what, I'm going to do that next right thing, and reach out to Gladys to see what I can do next.
It costs you nothing, but you will gain everything by doing it. It's just one small step. You just got to take one small step at a time. One small step at a time.
That's right.
Ignitewithin.org.
Yep. I love it. Well, thank you so much again for coming on the show. And until next time, I'm Victor with Ventobot, and I will see you on the next episode.
Bye-bye.